As I said, I had taken up a position behind Mr. Wilkins' legs, but maybe he didn't know it, and when he turned to walk away, he, well, stumbled. Tripped over me, you might say, and came within a hair of plunging to the ground. He looked down at me with a forced smile. "Hank, I've got a great idea. How would you like to go sit in the shade of the pickups?" You know, I was pretty content where I was, right in the middle of, "Hank, leave." Well, sure. Hey, I had no problem moving over to the shade of the pickups. No, I take that back. Actually, the change of location did present me with one problem. If I was sitting in the shade of the pickups, far from the center of the action, how could I do a proper job of supervising the work? Maybe Wilkie thought he could handle things without me. That kind of hurt my feelings, but as you will soon see, I found other things to hold my interest. Wow. Mr. Wilkins and little Alfred escorted me over to the line of vehicles that were parked just south of the excavation site, let us say, and I must be honest and say that I had a feeling that I got the escort service because they didn't trust me. I heard them talking, see?
"He really tries to be a good dog."
"I'm sure he does. But he'll be happier over here, out of everyone's way. And the crew will be a lot happier."
"Can he stay the night?"
"We'll wait and see. Maybe, if he minds his manners." There, you see? The guy hardly knew me, and yet he was already lumping me in with all the other mutts in the world who have no manners and can't be trusted to control their behavior. It kind of wounded my pride, to tell you the truth. But, oh well, I would just have to prove that I was a different kind of dog. I followed them to the line of vehicles where Mr. Wilkins pointed to a shady spot near the back of his white Chevy pickup. "Stay there, Hank." "Yes, sir." I went straight into the requisite three turns and flop maneuver and settled into my spot in the shade. Little Alfred waved goodbye and they returned to the dig. Ho hum. Heat waves danced on the horizon and wasps droned in the air. 5 minutes later, I was dying of boredom. This wasn't going to be fun. But then, I heard a sound coming from the pickup above me. I rose to my feet and glanced around. "Hello? Is someone there?" I cocked my ear and listened. And I heard a lady's voice say,
"Oh, it's you."
"I beg your pardon? Who are you and where are you?" She stepped into my viewpoint and I saw her face, looking down at me from the pickup bed. And what a glorious face it was. It was the kind of face that sends a dog's heart crashing down to his feet, then roaring up to his head like, I don't know what, like an elevator gone wild, like a skyrocket out of control. My eyes popped wide open. Holy smokes, Sardina Bandana!
"My name is Saffron, and we've already had this discussion. What's wrong with you?"
I leaped to my feet and gazed up at her. There must be some mistake. I met a lady dog this morning, but her name was Sardina Bandana. And I can assure you, madam, she wasn't even half as beautiful as you. You're gorgeous.